Hi there, and welcome to today's episode about how to raise baby chicks. My name is Mayotte Van Eydert. I am here with you every day for the next 16 weeks, showing you how to raise baby chicks from day olds into their healthy layers. I'm also the founder of the website Pampered Chicken Mama, and we have a line of layer feeds and herbal treats for backyard chickens and Chick Starter, which has been the inspiration for this video series. Now, I thought a really good topic for today's video is whether or not chickens make good pets. And you would think that this wouldn't be like a question people have, but it's actually a question I get quite a bit. People are used to thinking about chickens and backyard chickens as food or like agricultural animals and not necessarily as pets. A really good example of this is sometimes I have people who come work for me and they're like, all people who own chickens are chicken farmers or they're farmers of some sort. And that's just not the case. A lot of the people who follow me, who read my blog, and that I'm friends with, actually keep chickens as pets, and I keep them personally as pets and for eggs, but also largely for companionship and ornamental reasons, like they look nice in my yard, honestly. So I just thought it was a really good topic to address with today's video. So when you're thinking about whether or not a specific animal species makes a good pet, you gotta think about certain things. So the first one is it friendly towards people? Are they good companions? Do they have some sort of use beyond just companionship? Do they provide friendship and that kind of thing? So when you look at all of those questions and then you look at chickens, the answer is pretty much yes. It pretty much boils down to what breeds are you raising and how are you raising those breeds? So like a dog, for example, and I always compare chickens to dogs because dogs are sort of a simpler pet for people to understand. But if you think about dogs, if a dog is not trained to be people friendly, it won't be people friendly, right? But if you spend time with that dog, if you feed it treats, if you treat it like a member of the family, it allows that dog's individual personality to sort of become, to shine and to be expressed. And then it's a completely different animal, right? So it's the same thing with chickens. They are very smart. They do have unique personalities. And if you treat them with respect, if you feed them treats, if you spend time with them, it allows those particular aspects of their personality to come to the forefront and you can see them more as an individual. Now, in terms of companionship, you might say, well, how much companionship can a chicken provide compared to a dog? And the answer is really, you know, what floats your boat? You know, just as there are people who are cat people and dog people, it's the same thing. I tend to be more of a cat person than a dog person. That doesn't mean I don't think that dogs make great pets, just they're not so much for me. And there are people out there who the chickens are just for them. I have readers who email me and they have chickens that live in their house, that some people are elderly, and the chickens are easier pets to care for than dogs or cats, and they also still provide the companionship. So as an example, chickens can be put outside all day with food and water. Inside they can wear diapers. So you can't really, maybe you can train them to use the litter pan like a cat, but I've not heard of that. If anybody out there has done that, please let me know. I'd be curious to know how you did it. But like a dog, you have to let a dog out constantly, right? Chickens are the same thing. So you can put chickens in a diaper and keep them in your house, or you can keep them outside. I keep mine outside, whichever way works for you. But the point is that for some people who, for whatever reason, can't have a dog or a cat, a chicken is a good companion animal. It's kind of the same thing as a parrot, right? Another thing is I'll have people message me who, for whatever reason, can't have dogs or cats, but they are not allergic to chicken feathers. Or a lot of people, believe it or not, who keep chickens are bereaved in some way. So a lot of people who, they've emailed me over the years and they've said that they've started keeping chickens after a spouse died. And the chickens, again, are less work than a dog or a cat. They maybe help them meet some goal that they had with their spouse before their spouse died. And the chickens are just simpler and they're just a way to help these people through the grief process. So in that case, yeah, a chicken's a pretty good pet, right? It just really depends on you, your goals, your lifestyle. Another advantage to chickens is that they can be left for a couple days with food and water, while like a dog or cat, you might not be able to do that, particularly a dog, right? Or other livestock, you kind of can't do that. With chickens, I don't personally do this, but I could see why somebody would be able to go away for a weekend having left a bunch of waterers and a bunch of feed in their coop. Maybe they have an automatic watering system that has enough water for a few days in it, right? So that's kind of the deal, right? It really honestly depends what your lifestyle is, what your personal goals are for a pet, and whether or not you feel a chicken would make a good pet for you. But in short, yeah, I think chickens make good pets. Obviously, I have quite a few of them. I have a whole website about them, and we produce products for them. And we produce products specifically for people who keep their chickens as pets and not necessarily as, like, sort of food-producing species. So that's today's video. I hope you've enjoyed it. We did talk about whether or not chickens make good pets. If you have enjoyed this video, please go ahead and leave me a comment below. You can also leave a comment below if you have a question about raising chickens. I'm happy to answer it, and I'll do the best that I can to answer it. Please also consider subscribing, and if you are watching this on YouTube, please go ahead and click the notification bell so that you can be notified about when we upload videos, which will be every day for the next 16 weeks as I show you how to raise baby chicks from day olds until they're healthy layers. Thanks for watching this video, and I'll see you tomorrow.